Absolutely picture-perfect bike riding weather here in southern New England for the next week at least. So if you've never tried it, now is the time. And if you're an avid bike rider, I know you're going to enjoy it. So Irene Lutz from Quinn Cycles has stopped on by to tell us a little bit about that group and how you might be able to get involved with them. Nice to see you, Irene.
Thanks for having me here, Joe.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I really do enjoy our chats because we're talking about fun stuff, right? I mean,
Yes. Everybody
remembers as a kid having a bike and having a great time.
Yeah, I teach classes and we ask people about their first bikes, bike memories, and the word that comes up most often is that bikes make you feel free, the freedom of bike riding.
Yeah, and there's an instant camaraderie, right, when you get together with a group of folks who enjoy bike riding. So it's a built-in social aspect of it as well.
Yes, absolutely. And Quinn Cycles is as much an advocacy group as well as a social riding group. So we like to bring people together to bike here.
It's 11 years old now, you mentioned the
earlier? Wow. 11 years ago we started. We met in at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and started talking about how we could make Quincy better for biking.
Yep.
And part of that mission has always been working with the city government and the city departments through the Bike Commission that was established not long after. And then also by just getting people out riding and experiencing what it feels like to be on a bike in Quincy. And, you know, people tell me if they've never biked, it looks like it's going to be really scary. But actually, there are lots of ways to get around the city that aren't the way you might drive. So we like to show people those more comfortable routes.
Yeah, and if anybody would know, it would be you, because you have bike...
I biked every street in Quincy in pandemic year.
In the city of Quincy during the pandemic,
So
you know better than anyone how to get around on a bike. Yeah,
it was a way to get out when we, you know, didn't have anywhere that we could go.
So. Right. But as we were kind of reflecting earlier this morning, the infrastructure for bicycles in Quincy has changed dramatically in that 11 years, right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of bike lanes put in. There are new lanes going in right now. Willard Street is getting repaved, so that we're going to have new bike lanes on that section in Quincy, and also Marymount Park is getting a new bike lanes as part of its reconstruction. So each season we get a little bit more added to our network. And I know it can be like sometimes people look at it and say, oh, I don't see bicyclists using that. And I try to encourage people to think of it in terms of a whole network that you're not always going to see people all the time. But the more we build a connected network, the more comfortable people will feel choosing to bike for those who are nervous about biking
right.
in Quincy.
If someone knows for sure that there is a safe route for them to use their bike to get from point A to point B, they're more apt to try it, right?
Exactly, exactly. And it's all about having choices for your transportation. You know, you can own a car but not always use it. You can decide to walk, you can decide to bike, you can decide to take transit. And when you have those options, it's just... you know, then you're not pushed into a car as the default all the time. And that's my goal, is to diversify our transportation network so that we all have more choices about how we get around.
I was just going to ask you, Irene, so we talked about this too, what is your dream for Quincy?
Yeah. So recently, May is Bike Month,
and
so we had our annual Ride the Spine event, and the spine is Hancock and Washington Streets. We like to call it the backbone of Quincy's transportation network. We have the three train stations, just connects all of our downtowns. It's designated as the spine route in our bike network plan from 2015. And so we are working to build that out. But we do this ride escorted by police officers from the community service unit.
Yes.
So they like to come out and they join us. And I always tell them, you guys make this feel like a protected bikeway. So maybe you've seen them in Boston. It's either a bollard protected, like on Quarry Street seasonally, or a curb protected, or curb sidewalk level bike lane where you are separated from the traffic and from pedestrians, and bicyclists have their own space. And when you're in that type of environment, it is comfortable and joyful. The stress of biking with traffic disappears. So. My goal, my dream, and it is a long way out there. I'm learning to be patient. is to have a protected bikeway facility on that spine route, so that whether it's on one side or both sides, however it can eventually someday, maybe hopefully, be done, to give people that joy and comfort of being able to get through our city from bridge to bridge without having to worry about the stress, to feel the joy of bicycling more
So from Fall River to Neponset?
Yeah, that's what our route does. It's a 10-mile loop. We usually start somewhere in the middle. Like this year, we started at Marymount Parkway. And we ride up and go under the Neponset Bridge and then all the way down to the Fall River Bridge and loop under that and come back. It's 10 miles. It's not very long. It takes us about an hour. We go at a very slow, comfortable pace for all the people who are joining us who aren't really necessarily, this might be their first ride of the season or their only ride of the season. So we enjoy it. It's a lot of fun every year.
Yeah. Do you have any new members this year?
We have 67 members, and those are the paid members, but you don't have to be a paid member to join any of our events. Yep. We welcome everybody who wants to try it. Our rides are always no drop. We don't leave anybody behind. And we are, every Monday night, we usually get a new rider joining us. We have a Monday night series that switches between a relaxed kind of flat route and a more challenging hilly route. So I think you have a picture we might show later of the group that just recently climbed Chickatobit last week.
That's the hardy group.
That is the hardy group. But we've had every year we have people who join us and they're like, oh, I don't know if I can do Chickatobit. I might wait for you. And we're like, no, you can do it. And we help them and we get them up there. And that's the social aspect of it. You can encourage people to do things.
Yeah.
Our spine ride is about showing people how bikeable Quincy is, not just recreationally, those exercise rides that we do on Monday nights, but also just for errands, just to get yourself to the tee, just for transportation.
Yeah, right. You mentioned pictures, so here's a good time to bring them in.
We'll show folks, and
I'll let you narrate.
I'll do my best.
Photo.
So this is the Ride the Spine group. This year we had just over 30 people join us, and we've had more than that in the past. But I know last Saturday's weather was a little sketchy in the forecast, so these hardy souls came out and joined us for a morning ride.
Okay. And we see the police officers there as well.
Yep. And this is us leaving. So we had taken a break there at the Hancock Adams Common just to give some of our riders time to catch up and have a drink of water. And then we headed south on Hancock toward Washington. We're heading toward the Fall River Bridge right here.
So here you're right in the middle of the road. You're not in the bike lane. So this is a purposeful ride, right?
This is a purposeful ride. We the police officers encourage us to take the lane. We are a larger group at this time. Normally our rides we do, we are a little stricter. Obviously, we have to be without the police escort. We want to follow all the traffic laws. Now, occupying the lane is legal if it's necessary
it's
for
an
you.
Event, right?
You're not required to stay in the bike lane as a bicyclist. Oftentimes, it's blocked and you can't stay in the bike lane. So.
Well, delivery trucks are in it or something. Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah. So, but we obey all traffic laws on our rides. This one, we have a little bit more freedom and flexibility as an event.
Right. No. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sure. Here's the group.
This is the Monday night ride just last week.
Yep.
We had about 20 people show up, plus our photographer, who's not in the picture. He always steps out to take the picture. But it's a mixed level, mixed experience, really diverse group. I love that QuinCycles draws a lot of women identifying people to join us. So I think that's one of the indicators of comfort in a bike network, in a bicycling community, is when you have women coming out and riding.
Interesting.
So we have a really great group that comes out with us, and this is at the Chickatobit Overlook.
I was just going to say, that looks like the top of the hill. Okay.
You can see how exhilarated and happy everyone looks that they are no longer pedaling up that hill.
Exhausted is what they are.
But, yeah. No, it's really fun. We like to cheer everybody as they get up there.
Right, it's where you learn your gears, I'm sure, is climbing that hill, right?
Yeah. In Bike Month, there's National Bike to Work Day, and this image is from when we arrived at Boston City Hall Plaza for the festival that they hold every year. So we left here, we left City Hall here in Quincy at about a little bit before 7 a.m., and we biked up over the Neponset and up through South Boston, and to show people and help lead a convoy, we had about 24 people join us to see what it's like to bike into Boston.
Yeah.
Past a lot of other people who just regularly bike into Boston.
Yep.
And we had folks from Abington who regularly commute in.
From Abington to Boston. Really?
Yeah, was really great. We had two folks who joined our convoy for that.
Okay.
So the distance isn't the thing. It's the infrastructure, right?
You
just need to build the space. And
how long did it take from Quincy to Boston City Hall?
So we got to Boston a little before 8, so just about an hour.
About an hour. Okay.
But that was not at a
You're not pedaling furiously,
right? We weren't going fast,
right,
and we stopped to take a picture in South Boston near Broadway.
Gotcha.
And
here's that picture, right?
Yeah. We went through along Fort Point Channel. It was really lovely. You know, it's more of a, you don't do this one to get to work really quickly. You do it to enjoy the ride.
Well, I mean, talking about an hour, you could spend more time than that just sitting on the expressway in your car.
That's true. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just saying, like, this event is a more relaxed way to get relaxed commute.
Right.
But other people commute regularly, you know, 45 minutes. Depends on how fast you go, whether you have an e-bike or not, things like that.
And the time of day would matter, too, I would think, right? The earlier, you'd be able to do it a little quicker.
Well, that's one of the things. You're not competing with the cars the road space, so you're able to go... have a little more control over your time when you're bike commuting, especially these days.
Yeah, there's not going to be a bike backup, right?
right. There's no bike traffic congestion.
Car backup, yeah. There is some new infrastructure coming this year, right?
Heading into Boston, the Neponset Greenway is being extended from Tinian Beach, which is kind of where it ends right now on the eastern end, but it's being extended between the new developments there along Morrissey and the highway. So it's going to go in between there, cross over Victory Road, and then it'll be a boardwalk that goes out by the gas tank and then brings you out onto the sidewalk on Morrissey Boulevard.
Neat.
Closer to, not all the way at the Harbor Walk at UMass Boston, but closer to it. It's going to be really exciting.
All
so
right.
Construction has already started. If you're over in that area, you can see them clearing the way.
Is it the state doing this?
DOT and DCR, I think, are collaborating.
Teaming up on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is DCR primarily, though.
Okay. So, I mean, really, that's going to create a more direct route. You can go right to Castle Island if
absolutely.
You choose, right?
Yes. Yeah. And we do a ride to Castle Island usually every year as well. But right now, for now, we ride on Morrissey, and we have to watch out for that exit ramp. So we station ride marshals at that point to keep everyone connected and safe and you know, visible.
Yeah.
So this will be a much more comfortable, again, like we were talking about, that protected, separated bikeway experience is just so much more wonderful.
Speaking of infrastructure, there's some new stuff coming to the Quincy Libraries, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the commission and TPAL have been talking about installing bicycle repair stands. So
this was just news to me today.
I know. It's exciting. So if you bike commute, you may have seen these in Boston, Cambridge, maybe down on the in Hull. They have them there as well. But it's a stand that you can lift your bike up off the ground and put it on. Mm. And usually we will have tools attached to it by cables, and there will be a pump. So if you get a flat tire or have something that you need to adjust, there will be, you know, sort of universal tools available for you and a pump so you can reinflate after you fix your flat.
Wow.
Or if you're just getting low and you want, you know, if you have a slow leak.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes too. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they're going to be installed at each of the libraries. So we are excited to have that come. We're working, this year we did community bike repair event where we had people sign up and bring their bikes, and we had volunteer members show them how to fix their certain issues within our capabilities,
right? Yeah.
To show them how to fix their own bikes and do some basic maintenance and keep their bike rideable for the season. That was a really big success. So we're in the process of planning more of those events.
Okay, that's great.
Well. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about upcoming events for Quinn Cycles.
Tomorrow's the last Saturday of the month, and I, as a League of American Bicyclists certified instructor, I am teaching a small class on the last Saturdays before a community ride. So tomorrow I will be teaching about brakes. So before every ride, we encourage you to do what's called an ABC quick check.
Yes.
Check your air, check your brakes, check your chain.
I love that. Yeah.
And when you do that regularly before each ride, you develop a sense of how your bike is functioning and whether something's starting to go wrong. So I'm going to be talking about what do you look for when you check your brakes, how you can adjust them if they need a fine-tuning adjustment, how to check and see if they need replacement, braking technique. So if you want to come by, we're going to be starting off at the parking lot at Wollaston School at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and then we'll do a ride. We'll go out to Wollaston Beach, come back through North Quincy, and then all the way out to East Milton, and then back to have coffee at Coffee Break Cafe.
Oh. Okay.
So we try to visit a local business as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you need your own bicycle to be a member of Quinn Cycles?
Yes, we do not provide bicycles.
Okay.
You need a bike and you need a helmet. We do ask that people wear helmets, even though the law only says 16 and under. We encourage everybody to be responsible riders and protect their one and only perfect brains.
Okay. All right. And I know that there are sessions like this for different topics throughout the year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about gearing another last Saturday and how to use your gears efficiently. Finally, we'll be talking about how to position yourself at intersections to safely navigate them, talking about chain maintenance, drivetrain maintenance. So check our website. We are updating it regularly with rides. We're not posting our schedule as far out in advance as we have in past years. We're sort of adding as we go this year.
All right. So, okay. Yeah. How does one become a member of Quinn Cycles, Irene?
On our website, there's a link. You can join us through PayPal, or there's information about sending us a check. It's a $25 annual membership for an individual. Really nominal, but we use that to support our website, our information, you know, getting the information out there, supplies for classes and events like our maintenance events and things like that.
You mentioned there's the Bicycle Commission. Do they have regular meetings?
They do. The Bicycle Commission meets regularly on the third Thursday of every month, and that is via Zoom right now, 6:30 p.m. on Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah, we took a poll. Most of the members wanted to either have it on Zoom or hybrid, so we're thinking about occasionally having an in-person meeting, but right now it's still on Zoom.
Okay, very good.
It's just too convenient.
It's never going to go away, you know.
I know.
You know, it came to us begrudgingly because of the pandemic, but we did learn some of the benefits of it for sure.
That's true. Yeah.
And folks don't have to be in Quincy, right, to be a member of Quinn Cycles.
No, not at all. Yeah, we welcome people from all over the area, Milton, Weymouth, Braintree, wherever you're riding from. We like to have you come join us.
Yeah. I wish you a very happy and safe bike season once again this year.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Anytime.
Enjoy the gorgeous weather we're going to have, too. I'm sure
you will.
I know.
My ride over this morning was lovely.
Yes, sure. Speaking of, let's take a look at the forecast for you for the rest of the day today and really for the next week. Just sunshine, warm, sunny days, and cool, comfortable nights. Today, right around 70 degrees, upper 40s this evening. A big warm-up over the weekend, just in time for the unofficial start of summer. Near 80 tomorrow, into the 80s on Sunday, cooling down right on Memorial Day, but still abundant sunshine with highs Monday only in the mid-60s, and it looks like we may hit maybe 90 degrees by sometime late next week. Thanks again going out to Irene Lutz for joining us today from Quinn Cycles.
Thanks
to our crew. Thank you for watching. We're off on Monday, by the way, for Memorial Day. Next Friday, please join us. Members of the group Quincy Pride will be here to talk with us about their festival this year. Meantime, it's to our website, please. It's qatv.org. You'll find all our latest programs. There's news and information, video on demand, live streaming, and a whole lot more. For all of us here at QATV, I'm Joe Catalano. Have a great week.